In Indonesia, the man many regard as the spiritual leader of the terror group Jamaah Islamiyah is a free man. Abu Bakar Bashir walked out of a prison in Jakarta earlier today after serving little more than 2 years in connection with the 2002 Bali bombings. The attacks killed more than 200 people, many of them Australian tourists. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Abu Bakar Bashir was greeted outside Jakarta's Cipinang prison by more than 100 jubilant supporters shouting Allahu Akbar, God is great. The cleric was then hustled into a waiting van for the long trip to the Islamic boarding school he helped found. Several of its graduates are alleged to have participated in the Bali bombings and other attacks against Western targets in Indonesia. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta today said he was deeply disappointed with Bashir's short prison sentence, as were Australian officials. 88 Australians were among those killed in the Bali bombings. Speaking before Parliament, Australia's Prime Minister, John Howard, had this message for the Indonesian government.
I want them to understand from me on behalf of the government how extremely disappointed, even distressed, millions of Australians will be at the release of Abu Bakar Bashir, Mr. Speaker. Many Australians will see that particular outcome, although a product of the Indonesian justice system, will see that as an extremely disappointing result.
Others, however, insist the evidence against Bashir was never strong, and that the prosecution might have done much better had it been granted access to two senior operatives in U.S. custody, the Jamaah Islamiyah Operations Chief Hambali and another militant, Omar al-Farouk, both being held by the CIA. That access was not granted, and Bashir was sentenced to just 30 months in jail, with several months trimmed for good behavior. Sydney Jones heads the Southeast Asian office of the International Crisis Group. She believes Abu Bakar Bashir's release will not mean much in terms of increasing the terrorist threat in Indonesia.
I think the man does have influence. I think he will give fiery speeches, and I think he will encourage hatred toward the U.S. and its allies as the number one enemy of Islam. But that said, he was never a person who planned and executed bombing operations. Is he associated with a terrorist group? Absolutely. Is he going to make a serious difference in the terrorist threat in Indonesia? I don't think so.
Jones says the Indonesian police have done a good job in rounding up and prosecuting many involved in Indonesia's terror networks in recent months. But while the terrorist threat has been reduced, it has not, Jones says, been eliminated.
We still have some of the key figures at large. They have a known capacity for recruitment, and they have shown an uncanny ability, even though they're the targets of huge manhunts, to be able to use their moving from place to place as a way of recruiting new people. So there's still a danger there.
As long as there are 4 or 5 suicide bombers willing to walk into a restaurant and blow themselves up, Jones says, that threat remains. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.